If you've been working for over 20 years, you have been promised the ultimate shortcut to retirement success. Save more and spend less has been the go-to strategy for years. But across mortgages, auto loans, student loans, and credit cards, the average debt in America is $104,215. This strategy may have worked 50 years ago, but with high inflation, higher taxes, and higher cost of living, just saving more isn't the answer. So the question is not, should you stop saving? The question should be, how does your lifestyle choices, hobbies, and social activities impact your finances? Welcome back. My name is AB Ridgeway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. In this podcast, we're going to talk about how saving more and spending less is not the slam dunk for retirement that it used to be, how waiting to do something will destroy your finances and the finances of your children, and the better strategy you should be using instead. But to better understand why saving more and spending less is not the answer, we need to go back in time. During the 1980s, savings rates climbed as high as 8%. Deregulation caused deposit interest rates to stay higher than financial institutions could sustainably support, which contributed to banking failures during that decade. In the 1990s, savings accounts rates decreased significantly, typically sitting between 4% and 5%. The 2000s kicked off with a recession, and savings rates fell between 1% and 2%. Following the financial crisis of 2008, savings accounts interest rates fell to a historical lows of below 0.25%. You have to understand, from 2018 to 2021, national average savings rates fluctuated between 0.01% to 0.1%, making savings a guaranteed financial loss. Even with the 2010s relatively low inflation rates of 1% and 2%, money held in savings was a depreciating asset. In 2021, inflation jumped up to 4.7%, while savings account interest rates hovered around 0.06% and 0.07%. You have to think about this. The Federal Reserve kept interest rates low to stimulate growth, so savings rates remained at historical lows for over a decade. So even when you're saving, you're losing. Saving money, making 8% in a savings account was prime advice back then, but now could be the downfall of your family's legacy. I remember when I was a kid, we used to do all these exercises like, well, if you put money in now at 8%, it's compounded over 20 years, you're going to be a millionaire by this time, right? But those exercises don't exist because when you're multiplying 0.07, it's going to be very hard and long for you to reach $1 million. But let me give you another example that you may be able to relate to. Chewing gum. We've all gone to the store before. We picked up a pack of gum. When I was young, it was only a quarter. Now when I go to the store with my kids, I see 35 cents. It's like, wow, okay, well, guess it's going up. But let's go back a little further. Between 1997 and 2024, candy and chewing gum experienced an average inflation rate of 2.51% per year. This rate of change indicates significant inflation. In other words, candy and chewing gum costing $20 in year 1997 would cost $39.10 in 2024 for an equivalent purchase. So if you put $20 in a jar for candy and you saved it for your grandchild, when they pulled it out 27 years later, they would barely have enough to buy half the amount of candy. Now imagine putting money in your savings account. After working 20 to 30 years, when you go to take it out, you may not even have half of what you need to survive or what you thought you needed to survive, right? So what makes matters worse in this situation is that Americans just hit $1 trillion in debt. And because you are in debt, you're paying more money for things that cost less in the past. Isn't that scary? So you're paying $1, $2, and $3 for something that costs a dollar 10 and 20 years ago if you're still carrying that debt going forward. So waiting to do something is just not an option anymore. Not only are you destroying your life, you're destroying the lives of your children. They will have to pay off the debt that you left behind. The remaining balance on the mortgage, your credit cards, and any other debt that you may have accumulated, including burials, probate court, and medical bills. So what do you do? I think the main principle of saving more and spending less is always going to be around, but you have to understand where to save, not just what to save. Going back to a bank and throwing your life savings in a savings account is not going to protect you from inflation. A savings is great for emergency funds and temporary protection. Advisors recommend 6 to 9 months of short-term savings in a savings account in case of emergency, job changes, and natural disasters. We're not telling you to just throw away your savings account. It's no good. You know, AB told me I don't need a savings account. A savings account is great for short-term purchases. Maybe you're trying to put a down payment on a home. Maybe you're trying to save up for a vacation. A savings account is a great, secure way to do that. But when it comes to your long-term money, money that you're going to need in 5, 10, 15 years, such as like your retirement, you're going to have to be a lot smarter than that. Because if there's some fluctuation in inflation, let's say 4%, something costs a dollar, maybe it costs $1.04, that's fine. But when you start compounding that inflation year after year over year, that gap continues to grow with your income not growing with it. And that's the problem. See, retirement accounts are easier than ever to set up, and you could do it in the convenience of your own home. There's so many online options. No more going to a bank, sitting in the lobby, waiting 45 minutes just to speak with someone to get it open. There are a number of accounts that you can set up on your own, including but not limited to brokerage accounts, traditional IRAs, Roth IRAs, the list goes on. But each account is going to have its own unique contribution and distribution rules and taxes. And each of them is going to give you an opportunity to grow your money more than just sitting in a savings account. Now, which is better? An account you know you're going to lose in, when we talk about net losses, or an account you may lose, but you also may win. Now, don't get it confused. When I say that when you put money in a savings account, I'm not saying you're going to put in $100, you're going to wake up 2 days later and you're going to have $98. That's not how it works. Inflation is the silent killer. That means your purchasing power is going down. So yes, you could look in your bank account and see $1,000. Tomorrow is still going to be there. Maybe next year they give you 6 cents. You know what I mean? 60 cent or whatever it may be, based on your interest rate. And that's fine, right? But I want you to think a little bit further down the line. This $1,000, when things are getting pricier and more expensive, when eggs are $5 and $6 a dozen, that $1,000 is going to go a lot faster. I remember when I was growing up, we would go to the store, my parents would pay $100, and now we have like 2 or 3 shopping carts full of food. But you can't do that nowadays. I went to the store to get some fruits, and I spent about $40 just on some, you know, pineapples and some apples, right? It's getting really bad out there. And Social Security won't save you either. The Social Security program is expected to run short of cash to pay promised benefits in about 10 years. While a key trust fund for Medicare will run out in the funds in 2031, meaning they will only be able to pay roughly 80% of the intended benefits. With the maximum Social Security benefits in 2024 being around $4,873 if you push back retirement up to 70 years old. And you need to have an income earning of $168,000 or above to even get that amount. If you make less, you're going to get less as well. You can go to ssa.gov to run your numbers. It's the official Social Security Administration website, ssa.gov. You can log in. They can show you your work history, how much you've earned, and how much you're projected to make at each of those years. So if you're about to retire, you need a resource to figure out how much you're going to be getting in Social Security, go check that out. So once again, what's the best option? The first thing you're going to figure out is, what can I put my money in that's going to keep up or beat out inflation? Another name for inflation, once again, is purchasing power. Now remember, you aren't trying to have money to retirement. You're going to have enough money to get you through retirement. And in order to do that, you're going to have to open up an account or put your money somewhere it is going to grow. A brokerage account for extra savings and a retirement account for future spending is a great place to start. Now remember, I said earlier in this podcast, it's not just about how much you save, but where you save. Do you remember that? Well, there's another saying I want to share with you. It isn't what you buy, but how you pay for it. Understand this. Let's say, hypothetically, you had 2 houses. They're identical in every form or fashion. Both can be worth, let's say, $500,000 apiece. Buyer number 1 finances at 5.5%, and buyer number 2 finances at 6%. We're talking about less than 0.5% of a difference in interest rate, right? Now, buyer number 1 over the 30-year term is going to pay $522,020 in interest taking his total cost of the loan to $1,022,020. So a $500,000 home, he's going to pay twice as much. He or she is going to pay twice as much. Okay, got it. Now, buyer number two, just with that 0.5% difference, buyer number two is going to spend $579,191. Their total cost on the loan is going to be $1,079,191. That's nearly $57,000 more over the course of the loan, just by making some of these small adjustments, right? Working with a financial advisor could save you thousands in preventative fees and taxes. A lot of times people think about, how much money can I make in the stock market? Well, who cares if you make $20,000 in the stock market if you're losing $57,000 in your home? You get my point. So sometimes it's not about what you make, but what you protect yourself from. Understanding if you should refinance or go with another bank, maybe a credit union, these are crucial financial decisions that will have a greater impact than just saving an extra $50 a month or cutting out your Starbucks or your coffee. These have a bigger impact on your finances, and we need to start from the top to the bottom. Too many times we are trying to cut the things that get us through the day. Sometimes coffee gets you through the day. Why cut out coffee? Why not cut out the interest rates? Why not get a lower rate? Why not refinance? Why not keep more money in your pocket? Why not invest and compound the money that you have? These are decisions that we can make to make sure we turn our finances around. Now, I get it a lot. I want to make money. I just don't know what to do. And it happens to a lot of investors. So don't stress yourself out. If you're looking for a financial advisor, me, I'm a certified private wealth advisor who served over 300 clients in my 11-year career. You can click the link in the description for a free consultation, and you can actually take advantage of my services. I give a free consultation. We'll meet, we'll talk, we'll go over your situation, and I'll guide you to the right path. We may not be a good fit for each other. I may say, you know what? Maybe you need to work on your debt. Maybe you need to, you know, have a strategy here, or need to do this. And maybe hiring a financial advisor may not be for you, but it could also be the opposite. Like, wow, I really can use your services. Wow, I'm getting so much clarity around my finances and what I need to do and what I need to start working on, so retirement doesn't creep up on me. So once again, that email address is going to be in the description. You can take a look at it. I'll be happy to work with you and talk about your finances and see, you know, how can we get this together for you. And before we go, if you've heard that you can get rich from investing in stocks and dividends, I want you to check out the podcast where I actually break down the truth around stocks and living off the dividends. Go check out episode number 131 titled Dividends. Can you really retire on just the dividend income? And I think that's going to be a great episode to listen to right after this one that will teach you some of the things about stocks and some of the misconceptions that we have about making money off of the dividend. Well, that is it for me. If you are not subscribed, make sure that you like, subscribe, and share this with a friend or family member that you feel needs to know about saving for their retirement so they can protect themselves and they can protect their family. Well, that's it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.